92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For a lot of us, it's going to be a long time before we travel on a plane again. But look at what happened Thanksgiving weekend. With the virus pandemic destroying our country more than any other time of this entire year, over 7 million people passed through airports and traveled on planes for the holiday. Astonishing. You know, it's one thing for me to come to work here in our office. There's very few people I interact with each day. But flight crews are trapped in a sealed cabin for several hours every day with a couple hundred other people on every trip. The cabin crew are at the highest risk, having to serve meals and snacks and manage everyone. Travel and Leisure magazine talked to a bunch of them recently, and while they're definitely scared about getting COVID from a passenger, apparently they have a bigger frustration, and it's a beverage. Specifically, they hate when customers request a Diet Coke. Why? How can pulling the tab on a can and pouring it into a plastic cup be a problem? Well, they say it takes too long to pour. Okay, so how can that be? Well, the answer has to do with science, and we know how some of you feel about science this year. But it's because of the air pressure in the plane cabin. Fizzy drinks foam up a lot more when they're poured out of a can in a pressurized flight cabin, and Diet Coke is the biggest bubbly. Sometimes they have to do a partial pour, serve someone else, maybe two other people, and come back to finish the pour of the Diet Coke. Regular Coke's not quite as bad, probably because of the sugar. So the next time you fly, and I know, like I said, it might be a while, choose your beverage carefully, because your flight attendant probably will thank you.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.